talking all about the Milton Keynes Marathon now, and we've got Scott Reynolds with us. How are you doing, Scott?
Hi, I'm great.
Now, you're a marathon runner. I don't know if there's a name for that, a marathon-y, marathon, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not like an Olympian, a marathonian.
A marathonian, yeah.
And so you've run the Milton Keynes Marathon a couple of times already, haven't you?
Yes, I ran it in 2013 and 2014, and then I was lucky enough to be asked by the organisers to come back and be an ambassador for this year.
We just hear the mayor's chain rattling away with a sound effect.
Well, I just thought Charlie's going to take a picture of it for publicity.
Yeah, you should always have that. I thought you just wore it constantly. I thought you'd go to bed with it on and everything, but it does come off.
After what we talked about Samantha the Panther, with his stopping there again.
Anyway, so back to the marathon. So the marathon's happening on Bank Holiday Monday, which is the 2nd of May. And there are four different ways that you can take part in the marathon. We've got the main marathon, the half marathon, the corporate relay, which is the marathon distance, but you have a team that does a little bit of the marathon each.
That's right.
And also the superhero fun run, which is great fun for kids to take part. Everybody gets dressed up in their superhero costumes.
It is, absolutely. You see various people dressed up like Batman, Spider-Man, and
Samantha.
And
she's already a superhero. She needs a little mask and a cape. Maybe we'll work on that, get her a little costume. And it's a great atmosphere, isn't it? There's so many people there. And the great thing about this marathon, not only does it go through all the really nice, pretty parts of Milton Keynes, but you get that fantastic stadium finish. So as you run into the Stadium MK at the end with all the crowds cheering, it must be an amazing feeling.
You do. I mean, it's probably the crowd that gets you around that last lap of the stadium when you get in, because you're certainly feeling the pain by the time you get to that point. But yeah, it's amazing. It's a great day for the whole family, and everybody gets really involved, and the atmosphere going into that stadium is tremendous.
You must be looking forward to this, Keith, because you get to start the marathon this year.
I do. I didn't. A couple of years ago, I went and watched a friend who was running, and also saw one of my fellow councillors, Rick Brackenbury, who didn't quite speak to me because he was running up a hill and panting. But
he's rarely lost for words, isn't he, Councillor Brackenbury?
Yeah, that's probably true. And to tomorrow night's budget meeting, I'm sure he will be speaking. But I think, as Scott said, it's going to be a great event for Milton Keynes, and the four different types of racing or events on the same day. We'll just show that it's a great family tradition in Milton Keynes to get out and do things across our city.
Fantastic. So, have you done other marathons around the country?
I have. I took up running only about 3 years ago, and since it's kind of taken over my life, it's become a bit of an obsession that I've travelled north and south and all over the place. Last year, I took part in 19 different events at different distances, and that was anything from 10K races up to, well, ultra marathons, which is even further than the 26 we'll be doing in May.
No, seriously, a marathon's enough. Seriously, that's the challenge. You don't need
is ultra two is double distance.
Well, this year I'm signed up to do 4 50-mile races, so that's two marathons back to back each time.
Chris, I'm feeling tired already.
I've got a car.
Yes, that's the easier option. And I'm doing one in the summer, which is 100 kilometres, so that's about 62 miles.
Yeah. Wow, you'd get almost up to Nottingham, wouldn't you?
Yes, it's a long way. That one goes from around about Oxford and goes all the way to the Avebury Stone Circle, all down.
So yeah, there's no stone circle that I'd want to visit enough to run.
It's a long, long way. You run through the night, so it takes a long time as well.
Wow. So how does Milton Keynes compare to some of the other cities where you've run marathons?
It's great. It's great. Like I say, that stadium finish really sells it. I think the crowds out on the course also, you've got people park their cars up and they play music, and you're quite often out there running to Eye of the Tiger or something to give you that adrenaline to go a little bit further. It's a really, really good crowd in Milton Keynes.
I've been down to the London Marathon when some friends ran it a few years ago, and the atmosphere is fantastic, and I'm sure that Milton Keynes will do just as well. well.
It does. It absolutely does. Like I say, I've run in some places, you know, and you sort of, nobody comes out of their houses onto the streets, but you don't get that at Milton Keynes. Everybody's out, everybody's cheering. Generally, it's, I mean, last year we had fantastic weather for it. I think it was good weather the year before.
The year before, that was terrible weather.
I heard it was. Yeah. Luckily, I wasn't there that year. But
Running for any particular charity?
I'm running, as part of a greater thing, I'm running for Barnardo's this year.
Try and shine.
Sure, there's lots of people running for the YMCA. We're going to chat some more in a second, Scott. Thanks very much for coming in. We're going to play some adverts and the latest travel news, and then we're going to find out about your story and what got you into running.
Sure. Come and support the MK
Lush Life, and it's great to have Scott Reynolds and Keith McLean, the Mayor of Milton Keynes, in the studio with me today. We're talking about the Milton Keynes Marathon, and we're just hearing about Scott's story. So 3 years ago, you looked very different to how you look now before you started doing your running.
You could say that, yes. I was 3 years ago, I was about 17 and a half stone in weight. I'm now 13 and a half stone in weight, so yeah. Now,
obviously, people can't see you on the radio, but no. To me, you look the embodiment of health.
Wow, thank you. I wish my wife felt the same.
You're a fine figure of a man. So this wasn't the case 3 years ago.
I was going to make a comment there, Chris, but I think better not.
Don't compare.
So at the beginning of 2013, I had a moment in my life that I thought I didn't want to be a fat dad anymore.
Was there an actual moment where you saw a photo of yourself or somebody made a comment or you just... Sometimes there's like an epiphany when people think, do you know what, I really need to sort this out.
I was playing football in my garden with my son, and I was out of breath and I didn't feel great. And I thought, I've got to do something about this. And what can I do? And what can I do that's easy? And I thought, I'll put some running shoes on and I'll go and run down the street. Mm. And I did literally run down the street and I fell over and thought, I can't do this. I can't run. I feel terrible. But I persisted and I persisted and I persisted some more. And I was actually running down in Bournemouth on the beach one day. I ran about 3.5 miles and something clicked in the head that thought, I can do this. I can keep going. I can keep going. And the last 3 years have been a progression of just running further and further and further.
But you've done this all completely on your own. You're not part of a running club or anything. You're all self-motivated and
absolutely self-motivated. And I don't really know where it's come from. It's impacted every single aspect of my life. Everything's better. My business career has taken off. I've put a lot of it down to running. Relationships are better. So many aspects. My hair feels better. My skin is better.
You do hear that, don't you? That people feel like when they're active, they have a lot more energy and they feel like they get up ready to face the day and they're not just walking around with slunched shoulders and feeling kind of without any energy.
They do, absolutely. It's strange. People say to me, are you not tired? People have turned up to my work and I've run 10, 11 miles before breakfast and they'll say, but you must be exhausted. And I said, I've got more energy than I ever had. I now, during the week, I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm running before I start my day. I go to bed at night. I sleep well. When I put my head on the pillow, it certainly relaxes very quickly and I get my sleep. I think the energy is just the fitter I seem to become, the more energy I seem to have.
So if somebody's considering doing the Milton Keynes Marathon this year and they haven't really done much running before, obviously it's probably better to start with one of the shorter distances, I would have thought, but there's still time between now and May to start getting in training and work up towards those sort of goals.
There is, absolutely. I mean, you know, for me it was building up through a period of time. So, you know, I got involved in the weekend, my local park run, which was 5 kilometres, and I went to that regularly, and then I entered myself into a 10-kilometre race. Once I completed the 10 kilometres, I was like, what's next? I'll do a half marathon, completed the half marathon, and then, of course, right, I'm signing up for a marathon. Mm-hmm. And the first marathon I signed up to was the Milton Keynes Marathon in 2013, 2 years ago. I went into the unknown territory of you know, going beyond what I've ever done before. And it was really difficult to do a full marathon back then. But, you know, I'm a strong believer in, you know, if you believe in yourself and you put in the work and the effort, you can do anything. And I'd say to anybody out there, if you train hard and work hard, you can suddenly do it. But, you know, there's other events that if the marathon distance is not for you, you know, sign up for the half marathon. It's suddenly a distance that, you know, with a smaller amount of training you could complete.
How much more difficult is it to do a full marathon than one of the sort of 5K